Shalom Ravacha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Pela Yoitz, Shir number 245, on the topic of Gilgul. Before we continue with this very heavy topic, and I don't know, you want to say a scary discussion, whatever you want to term it, however you want to term it, I want to just make sure everybody, we're on the same page. I don't mean the page of the Sefer. What I mean is, we're learning very heavy discussions of life should be taken seriously. Mitzvahs have to be taken seriously. I recently had a conversation with somebody about a certain mitzvah. The person said, I didn't realize it's so important. I said, listen, I'm not saying that specific mitzvah is like kares, but it's a mitzvah of Hashem. All mitzvahs of Hashem have to be taken with seriousness. And that's the message that we keep on saying, and this is the hakdama I keep on giving, and I am sharing these words with you with a little level of hesitation, because I don't want people to go overboard, and I don't want people to go get scared of themselves. We have to ivdu es Hashem besimcha, serve Hashem besimcha. That's number one. At the same time, we say in Shema, the second paragraph, every single day, that there's schar and einish, there's reward and punishment. We have to know that. Life is not just about being happy. Yes, ivdu es Hashem besimcha, 24/7, serve Hashem besimcha. Begilu birada, the pasuk says afterwards, begilu birada, rejoice with trepidation. And that's the message that Pela Yoitz is teaching us over here. He continues and says like this, that in the days of Darizal was able to tell people what they had to fix. And they were in the Shamas, brings the Pela Yoitz, who were screaming out, thousands and thousands of neshamas, tens of thousands, who wept and begged Darizal to help them find comfort for the neshamas. Kedvorim ha'eila ha'chai yitin aliboy. Ha'chai yitin liboy. The living, that means us. Those who hear these words of the Pela Yoitz, those who hear the shir, should pay attention, should take this topic seriously. Yitzar ba'atzma kilu bo al reishoy. And he has to view himself as if he's being tried for the death penalty. It's not just a seris yimei tshuva, where Rechaim Shmuel Evitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha said that the way a person should view a beinoni, is that he's standing on a stool and a noose is wrapped around his neck. Rabbi Brisman, Olav Hashom, told me this Rechaim Shmuel Evitz, that's what a beinoni is. We think a beinoni, you know, there's a tzaddik. Okay, fine. We're not going to go that far to say we're tzaddikim. I think most people won't call themselves tzaddikim. A rasha, we don't want to hopefully chas v'shalom call ourselves a rashaim. Okay, I'm a beinoni, you know. I'll make it through. Right? Probably most people think they're a beinoni. Yeah, hopefully, right? So, you know what a beinoni is, says Rechaim Shmuel Evitz, during a seris yimei tshuva? A noose around his neck, and they're about to kick the chair from underneath. That's beinoni. Here the Pela Yoitz is saying that when it comes to avodas Hashem, when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to daily life, we have to view ourselves v'yitzar ba'atzma kilu ba'al roishay, that we're facing the death penalty. One might say, this is a little extreme. To which I bring you back to the Gemara in Kiddushin. It's really Darizal. The Pela Yoitz is really referencing the Gemara without saying it. And the Gemara says that a person should view himself and the world as 50-50. 50% mitzvahs, 50% averus. Also mitzvah achas, ashrei loy, that's not exactly the lashon, ashrov, fortunate is he, and fortunate is the world. Why? Because now the person just tilted the scale on the positive side. But if a person, chas v'shalom, does the other way, as they say in English translations, woe is to him. Have you ever heard anybody say the word woe when you have a conversation? Woe to him. But they say in the English translations, woe is to him and woe is to the whole entire world. Why is that? Because he just slammed the whole entire world with his Aveira. And it's real. That's exactly what the Peliyatz is telling us. Yachish miflat loy adashetasig yodai. And a person should try as much as possible for that reason. To protect himself. To find a safe place. In where? In what? In the Torah. In the mitzvahs of Hashem. Geulat yeloi. And this will be redemption for him. Vigami toich emunas agilgul, continues the Pelioids, are in the seriousness of believing in Gilgul. Lemechesh bo yishema begilgul sho'avar hirba tumu vashma. That maybe in a previous life, you know, sometimes when things happen to a person, you think like, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? I'm trying to go to Minyan on time. I have a Seder before davening. I'm nice to my wife and children and family and friends. Okay, once in a while, you know, these things happen. I'm human. It seems like the world's crashing down on me. And let's say a person, mamash, he does all introspection and he speaks to Rabbanim and Rosh Yeshivas and Mekubalim and whatever you want to say. And he can't find anything. Yes, of course. Now, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey tells us it should be Taila that it's Yisur Shel Ava. The Pelioitz is telling us here, maybe in the previous life, a person had a virus and is getting punished over here as well. He's getting punished. He's getting kaparas. So when a person gets kaparas, this is something we talk about a lot. We have to train ourselves when things aren't going well. After that initial, if you will, and for those who didn't hear it, it was like a sigh and like a dropping of the hands, like, oh. We have to remind ourselves, because we are human, that this is for my benefit. This is the best thing for me. And that's what the Peliyatz is telling us over here. And that's why he says, even if everyone tells you, you know, oh, what a tzaddik you are, don't view yourself such a tzaddik, because maybe in the previous generation, previous life form, the person had a lot of avarice, and he's here now to fix them. And he says, most of us are Gilgulim. There are some neshamas chadoshes, or some new neshamas that come. There are some very few that neshamas that come for the first time. But therefore, what? Loyaleinu. I only wish bracha and atzlacha and menuchas and nefesh and all the brachas of the Torah to all of you. But if rachmal etzlan, things are not going so well, we have to remind ourselves that this is for our benefit. Toiv Hashem lakol v'racham of al komasov applies to every single one of us. Hashem is good to all. Toiv Hashem lakol v'racham of al komasov, and his rachmanus, his mercy, his compassion, is al komasov, and all of his actions, all of his creations. V'eini tani yedea. We don't know exactly, like in the times of the Arizal, who would tell us exactly, okay, listen, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and do that, don't do this. Therefore, lachein roi lo odom, shia marbil yois oise li oilom ye be'inav kenoisha. Therefore, a person has to constantly always try to do more, improve, and never be complacent with his actions, with his mitzvahs, with his Torah, with his tzedakah. I had a conversation with somebody recently. A person has a few dollars to his bank account. At least that's the way he shows himself. And sometimes people don't realize, they talk with a little arrogance. Oh, I support this, I support that, I give a lot of tzedakah. Like, so to say, like, I've done enough, so to say. I looked at him and said, really? Do you know exactly how much the scale is, how it works up there? That you can comfortably and confidently say, you know what you do? You know you've done it. What does that mean? What, he's the Arizal? He can see what's going on in Shemayim on his scale? The person heard, smiled, realized he was talking, you know, out of his hat, to say the least. And the Arizal tell the Pel Yoitz, I keep saying that, the Pel Yoitz is telling us over here, well, we have to do our job is to do our mitzvahs to the greatest way possible. Never be complacent. Always want to grow. And do it besimcha. I will mention, I might have said on a different recording, so you'll hear Chazara if you did, if I did mention it, that Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin has told us, says that which people find difficult, that is what they have to fix. That's where the nisoyan is. That's where the challenge is. That's where the test is. It's not like, imagine, though, I like vanilla ice cream with rainbow sprinkles on the sugar cone. Okay, so I'll have to eat that every day. Come back in the ice cream man, right. You know, have an ice cream truck, you know. But soft ice cream, right? That's not where the nisoyan is. The nisoyan is no pain, no gain. When you have to sweat and schwitz, literally and figuratively, right? And I want to wish everybody a bracha that you should all be matzliach. We should all be matzliach in all of our actions in avodas Hashem.